Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Wednesday, the 6th day in September of 2023. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through, hopefully the half point of your work week. We're going to start with VPN, or Virtual Private Network. It's a great tool that you can, and some would argue, should use to protect your internet browsing. It takes your local IP address, which is unique to your device and or home network, and it anonymizes it so that people can't trace back where you are or what you're doing. And there's a vendor that is under fire today. You're going to hear that there is a, quote, zero-day attack that members of elite hacking squads can find you if you use this VPN. But don't worry, that's not necessarily all the way true. The VPN product in this case is called Atlas VPN. It's very popular. There's a free version. There's a premium version. And if you use their Linux client, Linux is an operating system very similar to Mac OS or Windows, and you use version 1.0.3, then an attacker can indeed, using a specific command, disable your VPN and trace your IP address. And that's very bad. Pause for dramatic effect there, because, again, VPNs are supposed to protect you, and if criminals can simply disable them, not great. So if you're an Atlas VPN user on Windows or Mac, keep your VPN client updated. It's important. But this zero-day, the sky is falling moment is not for you. But if you use Linux and that version, update now, because otherwise you could put yourself at risk, even though you are using a VPN. We're going to move on to education. There's a school district in Pennsylvania, Chambersburg Area School District, or the CASD, last week disclosed that they were the victim of ransomware. What's interesting here is that despite a reliance on technology in school systems now, with children using iPads and Chromebooks and needing access to the internet, the 10,000 plus students still were required to go to school. There was a delay. The school district asked all students to leave their devices at home because of two reasons. Number one, couldn't connect to the internet anyways because it was down due to the ransomware incident. And two, trying to connect to a compromised network is a surefire way to enable further malicious activity. Don't put the devices that were at home that are safe at risk by connecting them to a compromised network. And what's interesting here is that while the school district continued education, no guests were allowed on campus. This is for a number of reasons. Number one, the video surveillance systems are controlled by the digital network, which in this case appears to have been down. Again, no internet. Internet-based cameras cannot operate. Number two, the access control system in most schools is enabled by digital technology. If I cannot push a button to open a door or see who's there, then the risk that someone could conduct nefarious activity on campus increases. And so the school, deciding to mitigate that risk, said no unauthorized guests or visitors to schools during this outage. What you need to know is that this is big because it demonstrates just how pervasive internet and digital network topology is to every fiber of being, just an education system alone. And so impacting that has a huge effect on how we operate. And that's why a lot of school districts just close down during these events. But kudos to the Chambersburg Area School District, who decided that teaching was more important than giving up because of our reliance on technology. Another area we're very reliant on technology is electric power. Electric power is basically a necessity in today's day and age, and countries know it. And so if a country can hold electric power at risk, that is a big deal. If you wanted to, say, invade another country, but you knew that in response the people of your country would be without power, you might think twice. And that is exactly what appears to have happened. Some researchers discovered a campaign that is associated with and believed to be conducted by Russia's GRU, specifically Unit 26165, That's kind of their NSA, if you will. Now, what's interesting here is that the group tracked as APT-28. You'll also see them reported as Blue Delta or Fancy Bear. Allegedly began a phishing campaign that contained .zip archives, and those archives were laced with specific methods in which the actors could gain access to the target networks, which in this case appears to be the electric power grid and infrastructure in Ukraine. So again, as of September 2023, just yesterday on the 5th, attacks designed to gain access to electric power so that Russia could, at will, in theory, turn it off, were detected and mitigated. Cybersecurity is critical for ensuring that those critical resources remain available and that countries can't, at their whim and desire, turn off power or, in other cases, water to affected regions and areas, which could have a catastrophic effect. We need to also talk about how reliant on technology something as simple as voting is. The theme today is the reliance on technology and how that has caused a lot of problems. Well, if you vote, you usually use a machine with a screen, and that technology calculates your votes, and presumably there's a record of how you voted so that you can count the votes again. Well, as we move to digital technology, there are a lot of concerns about the efficacy of voting. And so there's an electoral commission in the UK. And good news for them, they conducted a cybersecurity audit. They wanted to make sure that the security of the voting apparatus and process was up to snuff. And what's interesting here is that during the cybersecurity test, hackers actually breached the system of the Electoral Commission. And what's bad here is not just that attackers could breach the system of the Voting Commission, which is a huge deal. It brings into question the validity of voting as a general whole. But also, this didn't occur just today. This occurred over a year between August 2021 and October 2022. There was unauthorized access to email and sensitive voter databases, meaning that the databases of voters, which included details such as their names and other information about that voter, was disclosed or potentially accessed in an unauthorized manner by some unspecified cyber attacker. And that includes data of up to 40 million voters. Now, if 40 million voters could be compromised in theory, then that brings a lot of questions about how those people voted and why. Could they be targeted? Could their vote be cast on their behalf? A lot of issues here. What you need to know is that there is an electoral commission. They were doing a cybersecurity audit. This is something at the forefront of the minds of those who actually conduct voting. It is generally a safe practice, although instances such as this show that there is work to be done in securing this area. But again, we're moving to a digital society. We need to ensure that those apparatus that we rely on are secure in terms of their cybersecurity and stopping hackers from breaching. And much like real world, where votes can be set on fire or poll places blockaded, there are going to be issues surrounding voting, just like there's going to be issues with anything. And so these digital problems don't mean it's better or worse, it just means the problems are different and require a different solution. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. It's going to be a great one. So stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a professor of biology, chemistry, and molecular pharmacology at Boston Children's Hospital. Hao Wu is a professor there, and she is getting a sincere tip of the cap for being recognized based on her research of cryo-electron microscopy and other biophysical methods that she used to better understand molecular complexes in immunity. And for this outstanding research, she's been awarded the Burt and Natalie Valley Award in Biomedical Science by the American Society for Biochemistry and Molecular Biology. So to you, Professor Wu, a sincere tip of the cap for your dedication to science, STEM, setting the example for all future students of all ethnicities and genders for outstanding research and application between science and human betterment. A sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on sciencing.